Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Adam and I worked through Wednesday last week, and we were both off for the holiday weekend, which was so nice. But before we get to our holiday weekends, Wednesday afternoon, we had a huge day.
Yeah.
Huge day here. Huge for the program
here
at WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
Huge. It was huge. That was the day when our dear friend Tom, and I won't share his location, but was the auction winner of one of our NMDP Cure Blood Cancer radio auction. And what he won, what he bid on and won, was this prize package from Fratelloni's. So Mike Fratelloni arrived at his home with an electric lawnmower. I'm not good with power tools. So one was a trimmer, an electric
weed
trimmer.
Whip. Yep.
Weed whip.
Ooh, that's what I trimmer, weed whip. I call it a weed whip, but yeah, same deal.
Okay. There was a blower. Is that really what
leaf
you call
blower,
it?
Leaf blower. Yep.
Leaf blower. And then as a surprise, he brought him an electric snowblower.
Yeah.
So Tom, Mike Fratelloni really sweetened the deal, brought him an electric snowblower, which was very cool. And then brought him all sorts of plants for his front yard. It was like a front yard makeover, which was really cool. And we were supposed to help. And of course, they were really only there to watch me mow a lawn because I've never mowed a lawn before. So there's actual photographic and videographic evidence of this. Our own Matt Gundrum, our social media specialist, is working on the video of this. And I used the electric lawnmower. And honestly, Adam, here's the word I'm going to use. It was satisfying. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fun because I was sweating my ass off out there. I didn't have any headphones in and everybody was judging my lines. But once I finally understood, A, how to use the machine, which really, you just like hold something down. It's so easy. And it's self-propelled, or, you know, you push something and it propels itself.
Yep.
And once I understood the goal of keeping the line straight and doubling up on the line, it was a very satisfying project. Tom, I definitely screwed up your lawn. And I do think you and David fixed it after I was...
They did.
You know, I massacred that haircut. Okay. But... It was a really fun day.
Well, you buried the lead. You didn't talk about your ride.
It's the Corvette. Because when we arrived at Tom's house, Tom wasn't even waiting for us. What he was taking a friend of his kid for a ride in his brand new Corvette. Yeah. Because Tom had purchased himself a very hot rod red Corvette with a convertible. And oh my goodness, it was a hot day, but that car made it even hotter. And I begged for a ride, and Tom gave me a ride in that smoking Corvette. I will put it on my, when we get the video, I will put me and Tom in the Corvette. It was so fun. It was an amazing car. And also gave Tom and I a chance to just sort of chat and get to know each other. He listens to the show, and I wanted to get to know him. And I did, and it was really nice to spend time together. So, Tom, thank you for the ride. We also catered lunch. So, thanks to Dee Bryans for offering lunch. We had lunch in his home. Thank you for opening that up for us, Tom. And we hope you're enjoying all of the new toys and the new landscape.
Great guy. Super nice. Great little neighborhood he lived in. It was very enjoyable. Those Toro products.
Great family.
Battery-operated products are good stuff. Mike Fratelloni, good to meet him. Great guy. And Tom had some of his family there. It was excellent. Now, the big question is, are you inspired? Is it Mark who mows your lawn?
No, Tony mows the lawn.
Oh, Tony mows the lawn. Are you inspired to say, Tony, thanks, it's been great, but I have a newfound appreciation of yard work, and I think I want to start mowing my own lawn, cutting my own grass?
As much as I appreciate Mike Fratelloni's instruments of landscape, and that was an incredible device, the electric landscape, I am really in favor of creating jobs here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I do pay Tony to mow the
job
lawn.
Job creator, yeah.
Tony's lawn service does service many, now that I have brought him up from Eden Prairie, he services many of the streets, or excuse me, the homes on my lawn, so I'm happy to help job creation. So Tony, your job is safe. Tony does a better job on my lawn than I could ever do on my own, even with this great new Toro lawnmower, but... Yes, so the answer is no. But what about you? These are electric products, and what are your thoughts?
I have an I am fully electric when it comes to yard work.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have the Toro. I have Ryobi is the brand. That's the one that like Home Depot sells. I've had since we moved into our house in 2021, I purchased a battery-operated lawnmower, and it's fantastic. I fully recommend going electric with the lawnmowers. They do just as good as the gas. And in fact, I think a lot of people right now have lawn pride because we've had so much rain that lawns are looking fantastic all over.
Yes.
And mine included, came back from the long vacation yesterday, had to cut the grass, and our neighbors are having some work done, and it's the guy from Fireside Hearth and Home was there doing something, and he was walking alongside my neighbor's house as I was cutting, and I was doing diagonal lines, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. He gave me the okay sign.
Said,
nice. As telling me, you're doing a great job. I gave him the thumbs up. Nice. It's good to have somebody to appreciate your lawn cutting ability. Satisfying, I say therapeutic, all great words. You're right. It's nobody wants to do it when it's 95 and humid. It sucks.
Nope, that's hard.
But, you know, if it's 75 out and the sun is shining, getting out and you're getting a little exercise mowing the lawn. It's great. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, it was a thrill to be up there.
So fun.
And yeah, the video should be good because we had some fun. And you did a great job. You're like an old hat at mowing lawn.
I still don't know where the clippings go. Like, what happened
to
all the grass?
You mulch.
So I just leave it on the lawn.
The blade cuts it up into small little pieces, and it just disperses. That's why when it gets a little long, you know, you might have some of that dead grass lined up there. But no, I'm a mulch all the way. Bagging grass is a pain in the you-know-what. And I realize when it gets a certain length, you kind of have to do that. But, once the mulching trend hit, it's all mulching now.
Fantastic. Yeah, great day. So, Tom, I know you're listening. Love you. Thank you for listening. And thanks for the great day and the wonderful donation to NMDP for our Cure Blood Cancer radio auction.
My wife basically told me over the holiday that she does not like my personality. Is that a problem that my wife doesn't like my personality? I'll tell that story when we get back. So I had a great 4th of July, but during the course of our 4th of July holiday, my wife basically told me she hates my personality.
Is that
a problem?
I'm sure.
Can we continue as
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a married couple, if she doesn't like my personality. Here's why I say that. We were with her family. I know them all well, but I'm still, they're still in-laws, so it's not like I'm with these folks all the time. And they've got some young kids now. When we started going, the younger kids are now teenage kids and adults, and time flies, you know that routine. But, so, if I'm around people I'm not usually around, even people I'm usually around, my go-to is to just be the funny guy. And that's kind of my thing. I don't want to...
You are the funny guy, though. That's who you are.
Right.
You're funny.
That's who I am. And that, and like, I'm always making a joke about things, or that's kind of how I get along with people. Even people who might, even in times of tension, I'll try to break the ice with something funny. So we're out on the boats and having a great time in the sun and jumping in the water and everything. And so it's my turn to jump in the water, and I go to jump in the water. And as I'm like mid-flight, I scream, oh, no, my phone. And I'm reaching in my pocket like my phone was still in. And I make
funny.
The plunge. Thank you. And I come up, and my wife is like just staring at me. She says, always got to get the laugh, don't you? And I was just devastated by that. I said, that's who I am. That's what I thought
yes.
made me attractive to you. Wow, my wife now, you love throwing me under the bus on your show, she says.
You're in trouble. You're
I am in serious trouble.
I laughed. I thought it was funny.
I'm
the divorce
kidding.
Is not going to be
right.
your fault, Jeff. No. It's going to be all his fault.
But I was like, geez, that's like my go-to thing. And somebody texts in, wait, our wives are supposed to like our humor? I thought that's what made this work. That's right. And it gets irritating after a while. And I guess the jokes that were once kind of funny are no longer funny. I'm kidding. She's not. It was a very funny moment. And I said, oh, that's like my whole personality is trying to be
it's
the funny guy.
It's who you are.
But I was reminded, and I know, you know, I'm the quote Minnesota guy on the show, but I was reminded again, when you get out and enjoy Minnesota in the summertime, and you go on a lake, and there's people enjoying the lake in a respectable way, people enjoying the sunshine, no matter what it is, it's just such a great time. And it was just a great week, and we had wonderful time, and even you're going to have little hiccups. But if you can get through it and be like, who cares? Just to unplug. It was a great time. And so
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And because I asked Adam this morning when we first spoke at our show meeting, I said, how was it? And he said, oh, it was the glorious Minnesota weekend that we all want, you know, to experience at least once in the summer. Like when you look back on your summer, that weekend will stand out. You know, you had great weather. You had great people, despite
food.
Your bad humor, Adam.
Yes. Great
you
food,
know,
yeah.
All of the positivity of a Minnesota summer. You can't remember every moment of the summer.
Right.
But this was, and I'm so glad you got that experience. You were lucky it was July 4th. You were lucky it was a little bit of a vacation for you. But I'm so glad that you had that quintessential, beautiful summer weekend that you can look back on. So good for you.
Thank you.
And keep being funny, because you are funny, and Jen loves you funny.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm picking on Jen. I told her to call in and defend herself, but she's obviously busy doing a real job, and
yeah, of course.
I love my wife beyond, and we had a great, don't you love that when you come home and you're just enjoying each other's company, and it hasn't been stressful enough, we're like, oh, I just can't wait for this to be over. You just realize. And I had one of those moments, and I talk about it on the show all the time, about when we talk about happiness. Happiness isn't about your overlook at every single aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. It's about being in a moment where you're like, oh, this is great, and sucking that moment in and totally soaking it in and realizing this is what it's about. I know it's not going to be like this every minute of every day, but this right now makes all the other BS worthwhile, and I had plenty of those moments.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm so glad for you. We've done segments on that on this show. What is that one moment where you felt truly happy? Because that's what we, happiness is fleeting.
Yes.
But if you get that moment, that's you being, you're still a happy person. You can still say that you're a happy person.
And then I looked on Instagram and I saw some video that you posted, and there's a big, like a big figurehead, bobblehead of some sort. What was going on there? Where were you? What happened?
Adam texted me, what? With the big question mark and the explanation and the expletives. Okay. So I, too, had an unbelievably beautiful weekend. Mine was a little different than yours. One of my oldest and dearest friends in the world. We grew up together. We went to camp together. You know, we grew up in New Jersey together. Her eldest daughter was getting married. So she's sort of the first of the friends to have a married child. This is one of my oldest friends. So Mark and I, of course, were going to the wedding. My dear friend married a Puerto Rican. A lot of Puerto Ricans went to summer camp with us. They didn't have necessarily summer camps, or they wanted a break from the Puerto Rican heat. So they would come to upstate New York and they would go to summer camp. And it happened that they, you know, chose our summer camp. And she met her husband. My friend Meredith met her husband in summer camp when we were like 14 or 15.
Wow.
They've been in love ever since.
Wow.
When they both graduated college, they got engaged and she moved from New Jersey to Puerto Rico. He's Puerto Rican and he has a business there, mm-hmm. and they raised their three girls there, and that's where she lives. So I went, of course, they got married in New Jersey. I went there, and I've visited my friend Meredith many, many times over the years in Puerto Rico. It's great. So we went down for the wedding. I have yet to go to a Puerto Rican wedding because when she got married, they got married in New Jersey. That's mm-hmm. where she was from. So we're at the wedding. Everything starts later in Puerto Rico. Like the wedding started at 8 o'clock. So it was already late, but it was, of course, for dinner, full dinner and everything. So everything is late. It starts. The dinner was served at like 10:30. The band started probably, I'm going to say, at like 9:30. The band did not stop. They didn't even take a break until 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
The party went till 3:30 in the morning. I have never seen people perform for this many hours in a row. Now, did I last till 3:30 in the morning? I did not. I lasted until 1:30 because at 1 a.m. they served breakfast. There was the breakfast bar. So
I love that.
They served dinner at 10. They served dinner at 10:30. The music begins. And then, of course, it's a very typical Jewish wedding. You know, there's the huge chorah. Everybody's in chairs. The bride and groom are, you know, up in chairs. Hopefully you've seen videos like that. That's very typical at a Jewish wedding. The chorah goes on for a while. Then, you know, the band starts in with all sorts of music. Tons of Spanish music, Puerto Rican music, American music, anything the couple likes. You know, she's Puerto Rican, obviously. I call her almost my niece, you know, because we're so close. And then he's an American. He grew up in Connecticut or whatever. Puerto Rican music. So at one point during the dancing, and please look on my Instagram at Jordana Verde. If you look at my Instagram, this huge, you called it a bobblehead. It was a giant head. I mean, Adam, these heads were like, you know, you go to a parade, there were stilt walkers, but then people with these giant costumed heads. It was a black head with beaded, like beads all around. It looked like something you'd see at Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the band chimes in. Okay, everybody, viva la Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all of these like Puerto Rican symbols start marching in. They're people obviously in costume. Women on stilts holding a giant Puerto Rican flag. Mm-hmm. They're waving the flag. It's over the whole dance floor. The kids are under. We're under. The beat is strong. Everybody is dancing, going crazy. They're handing out Puerto Rican flags.
Yeah.
You know, Puerto Rico is an American territory, but they're not really Americans. Mm-hmm. They're Puerto Ricans. Yeah. They're really kind of their own little nation. And even though they're in American territory. So they're waving the Puerto Rican flags. And I thought to myself, we need to do this more in America. Can you imagine a giant American flag coming out at every American wedding and people just having all of this pride? Would you think that was weird, Adam? Or
would
you think
that
was awesome?
I think that's weird. For And I don't know how many countries would do that, like make it a huge celebration about your country. If you bring that up with me, and then my first inkling is like, if that happens at an American wedding, I know I'm at a very conservative wedding or a very Republican wedding.
Okay.
When it shouldn't be that way, it's just like, who cares? Mm-hmm. But American pride is American pride. But I think that's, I'm wondering, because were most of the guests from the United States?
I mean, it was split.
Okay.
Her whole family's Puerto Rican.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, they grew up in Puerto Rico. So there's, you know, my friend's family was there also. But remember, all the friends and their... But his family, the groom's family, so it was split. I would say it's 50-50.
Okay. I'm wondering if that is the reason for that very Puerto Rican celebration, saying, welcome to our island. Half the family's Puerto Rican. And I think it's great. It's fantastic. I'm just... Like in other countries, is a big celebration of the country? Is a wedding an occasion for a big celebration of country?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But that's what I thought was so beautiful about it. Because it's a small island and there are few Puerto Ricans, you know, that are true Puerto Ricans. And I loved how much they celebrated their... I mean, are they considered a country? Are they a statelet? Are they a territory?
A statelet?
Like a mini state. A statelet.
They're a U.S. territory.
A U.S. territory. But it was so fun. And we all got into it. And they're waving around the flag. And the music was both Spanish and English. And most people spoke both, you know, being down there. I of course, don't speak. I can understand a little Spanish, but I'm not a fluent speaker. But it was really... a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it was like, and so different. It was more like being in Spain, Adam, because of the lateness of the time. You know, we started at 8 o'clock. We ate at 10 o'clock. Then, you know, dessert was served. Then, an entire breakfast bar was brought out at 1 a.m. and the kids partied until 3:30 in the morning. I looked and I was like, oh, I'm done. And some of my friends from high school, you know, that were there were like, Jor, we didn't have cancer and we're done. We're going to bed. We're exhausted. Yeah. We're tired.
Right.
So the parents went up by two. I was in bed at 2:45. That's the longest I've stayed up for a very long time. You'd be proud of
it. Now that I'm thinking about it, so Puerto Rico being a U.S. territory, it's almost like
a celebration
of, like if you went to Texas, I could totally see a big Texas wedding where they're celebrating, hey, everything's bigger in Texas, we're celebrating Texas style. So that's what I equate it to. So that makes perfect sense to me.
Right?
Yeah.
It was, but I think you're right, because it was at least half U.S., full U.S. citizens, or people who consider themselves American, not Puerto Rican. I think it was also like, welcome to Puerto Rico, and this is how we do it here. And and it was, they brought out maracas and noisemakers, and they were handing out. It was so fun. I mean, we partied as much as I can party my butt off at 52.
Yeah.
We partied, and it was a great time. They were mojitos for everybody.
Oh,
it was really fun.
Was it very hot there?
Good. Very.
Yeah.
Very humid.
Yeah.
Very tropical. And, you know, Puerto Rico is not necessarily a place you go in the summer.
Right.
Because it is very hot. But it was a great weekend. And you would have shaken me. I was so emotional all weekend because this is one of my oldest and dearest friends in the world. And her daughter that got married was in her belly at my wedding.
Mm.
Meredith was one of my bridesmaids. My dear friend was one of my bridesmaids in my wedding in 1997.
Mm.
And Juliana, the daughter, Meredith was 8 months pregnant at my wedding in 1997. And this was the girl who walked down the aisle in the belly at my wedding. And I was watching her get married now. And it was just, and again, a person who didn't know that I was going to live to see my kids' weddings or anyone's weddings. It was a very emotional weekend. And I'm so enormously grateful. And it's worth this terrible cold. And it's worth all the things. So I had a great time. Thank you for letting me share.
Of course.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.